Bonnie was it Erwin Daf Kuf Hei, last Amud. We're going to start at Tanra Banan. Right, so we already finished up yesterday. We're about seven lines into the Gemara. Tanra Banan, we're carrying the Akol Nichsin Vechal Livnot Letaken Lotzi Tatuma. So we're carrying on with the background we saw yesterday with the idea of Kohanim going in. We had yesterday a case of a Sheretz in the Beit HaMikdash and the Machloket. We saw Rimshu Benanas and Rabbi Akiva. And whether you can, from where you can take them, from the Azara, not the Azara, etc. On the back of the Gemara quotes is brighter. I call anyone going to the Heichal to do Bnia, to build or to the Taken or to take out something Tame. Okay. However, Umitzvah Bakohanim. Lechadchila should be done by HaKohe. Im ein sham Kohanim, nichasin Levim. If there aren't Kohanim, so then Levim can go in. Im ein sham Levim, nichasin Yishraelim. So we see a hierarchy here of who goes into the Beit HaMikdash. So ideally you want Kohanim to go in, even if it's to pick up a tumor or anything like that. If they aren't Kohanim, then Levim, not Levim, then Yisraelim. And the Bride says, Ve'edi ve'edi tohorin in temein lo. Under all circumstances, whoever it is, whether it's a Kohen, Levi or Yisrael, so we want them to be tohorin and not temein. Because I think that's quite important. But ideally speaking, whoever goes in, the ikar over here is tamei, can't get anywhere if it's a coin. So now I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav Kahana, Messiah, Kahana. It's like a Rav Kahana, Messiah, Kahana, Messiah, Kohanim. Look at Rashi over here. It says, the Amar da Kama, Kohanim, tamei, nadife, mitahore, Yisraelim. So we mentioned that the ikar here is tahor and not tamei. We see, according to Rav Kahana, you'd rather have. Well, the Kohanim here, okay, I see we've got, how many Kohanim we've got in here so far? Three that I see, right? We've got three Kohanim here this morning. Right, Rav Kahana prefers a Tamei Kohen to a Tahor Yisrael. Maybe that's why his name is Rav Kahana, okay? The Tani Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana's like, Mitoch Sheneemar, he quotes a Pasuk, right? The Pasuk of here says, Ach el haparochet lo yavo. This is a Pasuk of Meyikra. Ach la parochet lo yavov and mizbeach lo yigash. He can't get to the parochet, can't get to the mizbeach. Ki mum bo, he has a mum. Right? Velo yechaleret migdashi ki ani Hashem mekadasham. Okay, so he says that you shouldn't go in. He says, ach la parochet lo yavov, lo yachol, lo yu kohanim, balei mum nichasin, bein oanim velizbeach, nasot riku pachim. So what are you talking about? What in Tamei Kohanim can't get in over here to fix up the gold works inside. Rashi says, Tassin Shel Zahav Shemechapin Bein Beit Kodesh HaKodashim Mitocho. They had gold plating inside, but the Kohanim can't insist. Ach. The Gemara says, the Bible says, yeah, Ach. Now, Ach, we know that the word Ach, look at Rashi, Ach says Chilek. Ach Chilek, look at Rashi. Klomar, Achin Verakin Mi'utin. We see the Pasuk using the word Ach Verak. So that comes to be mama'it. It comes to exclude something. So we have a cloud other than, right? And while we're on that, Rashi says as well, kol etin v'gamin ribuin. If the pasuk uses et or gam, that's a ribuin include. So ach comes to exclude, and gamin and etin comes to ribuin. So he says, chileka b'ya, mi'et, delen macha shari li yulei, and achinam, he says, you're right. In Ikar Adin, we've got a case of kol parochet lo yavo, lo mizbeach lo yigash. What does it say, ach? What does it say, ach la parochet lo yigash? He says there, chilek mitzvah betmimim in. Ideally speaking, mitzvah betmimim has to be tame. Tmimim in tahor. And sham tmimim nichnasin bale mumin. Okay, so first we had the case of tahor and tame. Now we've got a case of tamim and nichnasin bale mitzvah tahorin. And sham tahorin nichnasin tamein. Adi kohanim. Into the Gemara brings a slightly different version of here. It says avia mitzvah tahorin. And sham tahorin nichnasin tamein. Adi kohanim in yisraelim lo. So first we brought the side of Kohanim and Yisraelim, etc., should be Tahor and Tame. Here we're saying that the idea should be Tame, should be Tahor, idea of Kohanim only, and Yisraelim, no. So now, Bailev, now the Gemara Sakasha. Tame or Baal Mum. Now we've got a situation over here where we've got a Tame and a Baal Mum. As in Mehen Nichlas. So which we have, both of them have to be. Look at Rashi over here says, Yiv Shalem Echad Mehen, as in Nichlas. Which one of them going to go in? We either got a Tame or a Baal Mum. Now what's interesting over here is we're not saying whether it's a Kohen or Yisrael or a Levi. That's the difficulty over here on this brighter. I'm not sure if it's assumed over here that we're talking about the Kohanim, but or not. Rabbi Chia Barashi Amar Rav Tamei Nichnas. So he says that Tamei goes in. Why? The high ishtare b'avodat zibur. We saw a moment ago from this word ach that Tamei imam mutar b'avodat zibur. And also we know that tumah hutra b'tzibur. Right? So if everybody's tamei, then we can go to brother. The question is, what happens if whole Am Yisrael not tamei, all the kohanim are tamei? That's just don't, beyond our scope over here. Right? And he says nonetheless because of avodah b'tzibur. Rashi tavi al ishta b'tzibur dichtiv b'mo'ado afilu b'tumah. Avabalmum lo hutar. We don't see whether the balmum is hutar. So therefore, Rav says tamei can go in. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ba'amum Nichnas. He's on the contrary, Ba'amum Nichnas. Why? The Ha'ishtre Ba'chilat Kochim. Because we know over here that a Kohen, Ba'amum, look at Rashi, the second wide lines of Rashi. The Ha'ba'achilat Kochim, Ha'cry, Lechem Elohab Mekochia Kurashim, Umina Kochim Yachel. A Kohen, even though he's got a mum, can still eat Kochim. He might not do Avoda, but he still can eat Kochim. So he would say that a Kohen, Tame, so I suppose we're talking about Kohanim at the end of the day, that a Kohen, Balmum, Kohen, Tam would be better. So we've got a machloket over here between Rav and Rabbi Lazar. I think that Halacha would probably be based on what we're seeing over here, that a Balmum Nichnas, that Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, that a Balmum would rather go in and not a Kohen Tame. Okay, I've already finished up to where I wanted to finish as far as the Daf is concerned. We'll finish the rest when we do the Siyum. So I'm going to stop this recording and start a new recording.